The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. Hiya there, everybody. I hope you remember that my shows start, my hours start at the top of the hour, so I've already been broadcasting for 5 minutes. But the topic this hour is a big one. It's the topic of my column. My column is up at DennisPrager.com. It is up at TownHall.com. And in the course of the next 10 days, it goes on to many, many other websites. And I obviously hope you read it. There's no charge. The title of the column is "The Pope Hopes No One Is in Hell." We should. That is, we should hope someone is in hell. I hope one day nobody will be, but right now I hope there will be. So I am I'm continuing the reading of my column. As of this moment, I fervently hope that some people are in hell or whatever one wishes to call punishment after life, just as I hope some people are in heaven, or whatever one wishes to call reward in an afterlife. Why? Because if no one is punished after death, that would mean either there is no God, or equally depressing, it would mean God is not just. It should be added that if no one is punished, the corollary would mean that no one is rewarded. Pure logic dictates it is not possible to have an afterlife in which people were rewarded but not punished. It would mean either everyone is rewarded, which would mean there is no justice, or only some are rewarded. But if only some are rewarded, that means that those who are deprived of reward are thereby punished. It shows how little serious thought is given to the subject that a vast number of people do not think the existence of a heaven and a hell are important subjects and or dismiss them as religious nonsense. This absence of serious thought can be easily demonstrated. Let's imagine a society in which there were no rewards or punishments. I suspect almost no one, though not no one as we shall see, thinks that would be a good society. How many people would want to live in a society in which murderers and rapists were never punished, while people who engaged in exceptional goodness were never rewarded? If that doesn't make the case, let's not imagine a whole society. Let's imagine a school. Would you send your child to a school in which students who routinely disturbed their classes and flunked all their subjects were never punished, and students who excelled behaviorally and academically were never rewarded? I assume not. So why then would anyone want such a scenario for all of life? Why would anyone want people who committed terrible evils not to be punished and people who committed heroic self-sacrificing good acts not to be rewarded? That is why I wrote there is an absence of thought, serious thought on this issue. What people would find utterly objectionable in their society or even just their children's school, they are at peace with regarding life. But there is more to this issue. People are in fact increasingly at peace with no reward or punishment in this life. This is the egalitarian impulse that is coming to dominate intellectual life. More and more people are in fact advocating such a society. No more retributive justice. No more merit-based standards. No more valedictorians. No more failing grades. No more SATs. Indeed, no more standards. No more bail. No more punishment if you are caught stealing less than $1,000 worth of goods. No more prosecutors who prosecute. Only equity. I am convinced that is what animated Pope Francis's words. Note that he said he was stating his opinion, not church dogma. And as a man of the left, he is uncomfortable with reward and especially punishment. As an egalitarian, the thought that anyone is in hell disturbs him. So why do people who think like the Pope oppose rewards and punishments? Because rewards and punishments mean that one must make judgments about better and worse, morally, academically, and in most other spheres of life. It's better to just assume no one is better than anyone else. That is what has animated participation trophies. No one, not even a team, is better or worse. In much of the contemporary intellectual world, the greatest sin is judging sin. And then, when you do away with sin, you do away with hell. End of issue, or end of column. 1-8-PRAGER-776-877-243-7776. It's the egalitarian impulse. Nothing is better. If there's no one in hell, that means everybody is essentially on the same moral plane. Right? No one, hope no one is in hell? I can't think of, well, I can think of equally depressing, but I can't think of more depressing thought. What kind of God would not punish evil or not reward good? That's not my God, I'll be perfectly honest. So, this is where we live. It's part of the nothing is better, no one is better, no civilization is better. It's the egalitarian, it's the equity impulse. Oregon Education Department, as I've reported on a number of occasions, the Oregon Education Department has announced that there really is no one right answer in math, that in fact the idea of one right answer is actually white supremacy. This egalitarian impulse, no one is better, it's playing out, of course, in the Middle East. Oh, what Hamas did is wrong, but Israel's no better. Really? Israel is not better than Hamas? The West is not better than other civilizations? I think that's the impulse that led the Pope to his personal opinion on this matter. 1-8-PRAGER-776, do you hope there is nobody in hell? Do you hope there is no punishment after life? Is that whether it's a religious hope or a secular hope, is that what you hope for? 1-8-PRAGER-776, let's go to Nicholas in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Hello, Nicholas.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi.
Hi. So I actually just caught your show when I was getting in the car here, and you're talking about the comments that the Pope made. I don't know if you're looking at it from a Catholic perspective. So you're looking at it as a matter of, like, justice and punishment. In Catholicism, as far as that goes, hell is a choice that people make by separating themselves from God. We believe in purgatory, where, you know, I guess you could consider yourself to be punished for the sins that you have not repented for, but I don't believe that you're really putting the Pope's comments in the correct scope of things, because it's not a matter of that everybody that dies, he's not saying that everybody that dies just goes to heaven. Purgatory being a Catholic belief, you know, if somebody at the very last moment of their life, you know, they genuinely repent, they don't just go straight to heaven. I mean, as far as Catholicism.
Right, so what did I get wrong? I'm not following. Let me ask you a question. Do you, as an individual or as a Catholic, hope no one is in hell?
I would hope everybody at the end of their life repents and comes to Christ, but...
Yeah, but all right, but you don't believe that happened. So do you hope that no one is in hell?
Well, I hope that everybody repents at the end, yes. So would I hope that everybody has done that? I mean, I don't think, logically speaking, do I think that that's happened? Probably not, but if it does, then that's great. I would definitely would like to share in Pope Francis's optimism on that front, but I definitely wouldn't think that the logical conclusion of what he's saying is that they all just go to heaven and it's hunky-dory with no justice involved.
Well, where is the justice? If no one is in hell, where is the justice?
Purgatory. Purgatory is just as bad as hell, and it can last
okay.
a very, very long time.
Oh, okay. Fair. All right. Fair enough. All right. I appreciate that. But so anyway, as I pointed out twice in my column, he said he's not speaking in terms of the faith. He's giving a personal opinion, and I respect that. He separated his personal opinion from, as he said, dogma of faith. So, 1-8-PRAGER-776. We'll resume in a moment. It doesn't mean there's a just. There's no just universe if there's no punishment. It seems to me to be clear. For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.